From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. When the Seafair Pirates hit the Alki Beach on July 6th, it marked the beginning of Seattle's annual festival. Well, the Seafair Pirates have been the Seattle Goodwill Ambassador since 1949. Joining us today, Rusty Harper, who's been a Seafair Pirate for 7 years. And this year, he's Captain Kidd, head of the Pirates. With him, Lance English, who's been a Pirate for a decade, and he was last year's captain. Ahoy, welcome aboard.
Aye. Avast and all the rest of that. We're very pleased to be here on National Pirate Radio.
I have, first of all, unfortunately, we don't have a video camera on you. Could you describe your outfit for us, Rusty?
My outfit is primarily red. As captain, I am the only one in the organization that can wear red to events. So I wear a red coat, I have a hat with red feathers, and I'm the only one allowed to wear the red feathers also. It's a part of our 64-year tradition.
And Lance, I see you're armed with a big battle axe there. Tell us also about how else you are dressed.
Well, as it sits, I'm very fond of the axe. I find it opens a lot of doors. For the most part, I'm still in some of my last year's captain shirts, very nice flowing Seinfeld.
I would say Seinfeld shirt. Puffy shirt.
I have got a lot of puffy.
You got a total puffy shirt.
Very nicely done coat by Victoria's Bridal on 130th. Lovely gal. But rope sandals. I got a sock there somewhere. I got at least one of them. Yeah, at least one sock.
Now, there's a really interesting history to the Pirates, because pirates are bad guys, at least until Johnny Depp. But the Seafair Pirates got started as goodwill ambassadors. How did it get started, Rusty?
Well, we started out as part of the Washington Press Club, kind of a skit group within the organization. And then a lot of business leaders came by and wanted to sort of a festival called Seafair.
Effectively. If I may. So, simply put, way back when, right about 1949, 1950, they decided they wanted to put on a great big show, great big festival, something to draw people in. It seemed the 100-year anniversary of the first settlers landing on Alki was a great bit. They went in, they tapped on the shoulders of the Ale and Quail, which were the guys who put on the Gridiron Dinner way back when. This is the $75 a plate back in 1950s press club dinners like they still do. And basically they came up with this great big legend of Seafair, where Neptune declared Seattle the greatest of all cities. And he called up from the depths all the great navigators, Magellan, Cook, Drake, and said, come to my party. Well, seeing as these guys had already long since passed, Poseidon got a little bothered. So Poseidon went and found his guys, which was Captain Kidd, Davy Jones, and all of the worst that the oceans could dredge up, and came and laid waste to Seattle for a month, stealing the keys to the city and eventually being bought off by the ransom of Neptune's daughters. Now, this is good stuff. This is high-grade 1950s gala-type drama.
Yeah. Now, I understand. I've talked to people who've lived in Seattle for a long time, and they tell me that back in the day, the Seafair Pirates, they kind of got into the grog a bit and had kind of a racy reputation for kind of being like publicly drunk, things that are kind of frowned upon today. Can you verify that that is part of your history also?
We will freely acknowledge the fact that our history is very checkered.
And in fact, from what I understand, you're so interested in our history and that aspect of our history that we thought that we would give you something here today. We thought that we would reinstate
he was actually clearly stymied on that. That was pretty impressive.
A ceremony that we haven't done in many years. We're going to give you something here. I, as Captain Kidd, spokesman for Davy Jones.
Who is not here.
Who is the ruler of all the seven seas and everything that floats or sinks. I hereby make you an honorary Seafair Pirate.
Oh, my goodness.
Rotten Ross Reynolds.
Look at this. It's a certificate. Honorary Seafair Pirate for myself. Be ye warned. If said honorary pirate should fail to speedily comply with the orders of the Seafair Pirates, great chief Captain Kidd. Wait a minute. This is putting me into indentured servitude to you.
We call it conscription.
I've just been drafted into the Seafair Pirates. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. So how do you get to become a Seafair Pirate, Rusty? Besides just getting a certificate handed to you because you're a radio host.
There's a couple of ways. There's several avenues. One is that you apply. We have applications online. and they go through a vetting process. Another is to be introduced by a current member of the club, which is how I got in. I waited and met someone, and they ultimately sponsored me, so to speak, into the organization.
And Lance, I understand there's a year-long trial period. You don't just get in.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. It is a year-long candidacy program where you are responsible to attend every function, every meeting. Everything, makes certain that the duck is cleaned, polished, the ice cooler is stocked with soda and water.
Soda and water.
Parades are hot work there, sir.
Okay.
Rest assured.
No more grog.
After the end of a full year, you still need the vote of two-thirds of the membership at that meeting to even make it in. And for every candidate application that we get maybe one that will actually make it all the way through. It's not an easy task. It requires a lot of time and a lot of dedication.
Once you get in, Rusty, are you a pirate for life?
You're a pirate for life. This coming week, we'll have what we call our Davy Banquet, our Davy Jones Banquet, in which we invite all the past members who are still alive to come together and have a banquet with us. And whether they had left the club on good or negative notes, they can all come back, and we invite everyone.
A night of amnesty,
yes.
Effectively. The ones who are not still alive don't really attend quite as much.
But they do occasionally.
They're invited.
They're invited.
Of course.
And they may appear. Who knows? Now, there is black smoke and gunpowder involved with being a seafarer pirate. So does it involve a knowledge of explosives, Rusty?
Yes. We have a cannon master that is in charge of our cannon work and training of the different gentlemen who fire the cannon for us in parades. So we do practice, and we follow a very strict protocol with it.
What drew you to the pirate lifestyle, Rusty?
I grew up in the Deep South in a town where Mardi Gras was started, and I'd always wanted to be in a parade group. I always wanted to be in Mardi Gras. And I moved out here and found out that there was a parade group called the Seafair Pirates. So for several years, I kept trying to find someone to get me into it because I love to be in a parade.
The Seattle version of a New Orleans crew, right? Right?
Exactly.
Lance, how about you? How'd you get in?
Actually, interestingly enough, I grew up a block away from Green Lake. In fact, my dad is still living in the same house he grew up in. So for me, the Greenwood Parade was annual tradition, year after year after year. But what it really came down to was I joined because I wanted to finish out a joke. I wanted a business card that had so many empty titles underneath it that it had a fold-down flap, including Notary Public, Toastmaster, Seafarer Pirate. And actually, as it sits, I'm at least halfway through a couple of them.
Now, you're not pirates year-round, so what are you doing when you're not a pirate? What's your day job, Lance?
I'm a sports mechanic.
Sports mechanic?
I fix basketball games. No. I work in sales for a cruise line. I'm in acquisitions.
And do you wear your pirate gear when you're working on sales for the cruise line also, or is it strictly verboten that you combine your pirate life with your work life?
Interestingly enough, once we become pirates, we give up all rights to be a pirate anything other than with the group. It is all about unity. We are not individuals. The Seafair Pirates are a group, and everything we do as pirates, we do as a group.
Rusty, what's your non-pirate life like?
I work for a world-leading fly fishing manufacturer that's located here in the Pacific Northwest.
Sage?
Sage. In fact, I work for Sage Rods and Reels, so that's what I do.
And what do you guys do? When I see you, you're just driving around in that vehicle that looks like a ship, hooting and hollering, so I don't see all your activities, looking like you're having a great time. What else are you doing?
What we like in parades, we really try to work the crowd as we walk down the street. We have a lot of swag we give out. We have stickers. We have coins. We have buttons that we give out to the kids along the route. So we have gimmicks. Different people have different gimmicks that they work as they walk down the street.
Boy, this sounds like fun, but some people might be wondering, Lance, would I get paid to be a pirate? Is there not going to be any pillaging so I can get some stuff?
We would be volunteers if we didn't pay dues.
You pay to be a pirate.
We pay dues, and actually, it's kind of funny. We do a lot every year. It takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of volunteer hours on behalf of a lot of people who all keep us all going. We subsist a lot on a reasonably high operating budget, mostly based on what the members contribute. So,
you know, I went to your page and there's like 14 corporate sponsors. So that made me think you guys are rolling in it.
Oh, heavens no, heavens no. Most of those were just to pay for the landing, which we do every year.
Oh, okay.
And actually the landing, it's if you consider the fact that it is a free family event put on solely by the Pirates, that's actually a pretty substantial thing. And with as many people arrive on the beach, with the vendors, with the entertainment, with a whole day that Seattle families can just come out just to see, just to watch, just to be part and not pay a nickel for, that's where that sort of thing comes in. And really, gunpowder, gas, and insurance are pricey things.
I'm thinking insurance. Huge. We're talking with Seafair Pirates, including the Captain Kidd. He got elected to this position. Rusty Harper's with us. And also with us, Lance English. He's been a pirate for a decade. If you can talk like a pirate, you can talk to a pirate. They are here in our studios, 206-543-5869. I don't know if we'll be able to get the headphones on Rusty. He's got this big tri-cornered hat on. But I know we can put the headphones on Lance over here, and he can answer your question. If you want to talk to a pirate, you have to talk like a pirate, 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. Or write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Now, I know a little bit about the history of the Seafair Pirates, and I understand one time you got to go on a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition photo shoot. How hard was that?
Unfortunately, I was not around.
Were either of you on that?
Neither one of us were in the Cayman Islands where that occurred.
But it's very funny because while the sitting captain at the time, a gentleman by the name of Kevin Kraft, was in Grand Cayman, the rest of us were up here singing in Benaroya Hall for a children's hospital benefit backed up by the Seattle Men's Choir.
Sea shanties, of course.
Believe it or not, a custom done song just for us by an Oscar, either nominated or winning composer, Matt Messina.
That's great.
It was. It was a very great setup. The Sports Illustrated, we do take a lot of pride in that. For the most part, if I understand correctly, the models have never actually had other men in the picture with them. So we were apparently had definitely kicked something off. But this was also something that had taken place on our annual pilgrimage down to the islands of Grand Cayman, where we've been their guests for between 30 and 35 years, depending on who you talk to.
Well, that's sweet. I mean, do you pay your own way?
They actually cover the majority of it. We nice. Will occasionally have to pay for the air, but it's 16 hours a day of pirating in the summer sun for 10 days.
Well, I got to ask, Rusty, this is a heavy coat. It's going to be in the 80s today. How do you deal with the heat when you're walking around in your pirate outfit?
I sweat a lot. I drink a lot of water, and then I take it off and wear just a vest often.
Not appropriate for a pirate to be wearing shorts. We would not ever see that. That's right. Of course, some pirates wear shorts. Lance is showing off
a lot of
white
pirate leg
there.
Goes a long way.
Not been showing a lot of that leg lately.
Well, we are Pacific Northwest pirates. If you want a tan, go south.
All right. I got a bone to pick with you, though. I've learned a little bit about the history of pirates. There are a lot of female pirates. Are there any female seafair pirates?
Not at this time. As it sits, it's a regular point of discussion and a regular point of debate.
How's the debate go? The in favor side, I get. Do people say, no, we don't want women pirates?
It's not so much a case of that, in so much as it's a case of, with an organization with as storied of a history as we have, there's always a very interesting dynamic to it. And it's also a question of how do we integrate it? How do we change it? We do want to move forward as best we can, but a lot of what keeps us what we are is what we have been. And unfortunately, honestly, it's a really tough question to answer. I wish I could tell you I had an answer.
Arwen Nix, our producer, is ready to sign up. She's in here ready to sign up and become a pirate. And, you know, I will bet for certain that there are people listening right now who are women who would like to become Seafair Pirates. If you are one, write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Say, I am a woman. I want to be a Seafair Pirate. Now, you said certain traditions, and when you said that, I often hear people say that, and what they refer to is that traditions that might make a presence of a woman inimical to the what's going on.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean by that?
Not necessarily. Yeah. Well, more along the lines of, if you go back to the foundation when the pirates had come around, fraternal orders, in fact, Sons of the Desert and your Laurel and Hardy films, Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes way back when with the Flintstones, were effectively an anachronistic organization. And that's one of the things that helps us keep what we have going. One of the things that helps Seafair be what it is if you really look at a lot of the larger aspects of it, it's very similar to what it has always been. And that degree of consistency helps keep it strong. The individual neighborhood parades, the individual neighborhood traditions. And with that, you'll find that a lot of the groups, not just the Pirates, but the Clowns as well, have largely stayed men's clubs because that's what they had always been.
Tradition.
It's a question of finding the best way to integrate the new with the old without necessarily disrupting what makes an absolutely genuinely unique organization.
I see a bunch of emails coming in right now from people who women who would like to be Pirates.
I'm not overly surprised.
We will forward them to you, and you will deal with them. We'll check back in with you and see how their applications fared with the Seafair Pirates. You've been listening to Rusty Harper. He's Captain Kidd this year. He's been a Seafair Pirate for 7 years. And Lance English, who's been a Pirate for a decade. He was the captain last year. Thank you so much for making me an honorary Seafair Pirate, but I don't know about the part of like doing whatever you tell me to. We'll have to see about that. Thanks so much for coming by, you guys.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
This is KUOW.